Welcome, my friends. Let's talk to our friend in Congress, Congresswoman Kat Kamick. Good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning, fellas. I am great because I am back home in the wonderful Sunshine State, and we've been busy traveling around the district, seeing everybody, and that's just so much better than dealing with the clowns in Washington. So I'm doing great.
Well, speaking of the clowns, I guess on a positive note, Cori Bush is now out, but you've got this Al Sayed, this Abdul guy, neck and neck, and he would face up against Mike Rogers. What do you think about this guy that he wants Medicare for all and, you know, abolish ICE, things like that?
Yeah, this is what's so crazy to me is Haley Stevens isn't exactly a moderate. I serve with her in the House, and she has voted consistently for some of the most radical policies. I mean, defunding police, massive gun control efforts. She is not what people would consider a moderate in today's Democrat Party. So it's pretty chilling when you think about the fact that this guy, Al Sayed, who hangs out with people like Hassan Piker, who say that America deserved 9/11, he pals around with these types of people, and he's leading in the Michigan Senate race right now by 20 votes. And so that's a pretty large margin to overcome. I think they've got about 97% of the votes in. So a big break would have to happen for Haley Stevens to pull this one out. But think about how much money was spent on behalf of Haley Stevens. I mean, it was somewhere in the ballpark of $60 million. And that right there speaks to how radical the left has become. I mean, they are, whoa, I mean, abolish the Senate. He's running for a position of which he advocates abolishing. He wants to pack the Supreme Court. They want this Medicare for all, which, yesterday I was in Ocala at a rally with Byron Donalds, my colleague, who's running for governor. And we were talking about how the radical left are pushing for Medicare for all. Folks, it wouldn't be the Medicare that every senior experiences. It would be a health care plan run by the post office, effectively. We've seen how poorly Obamacare has functioned, and they basically just want to put that on steroids. And so it's really scary that the progressives around the country are picking up steam in every nook and cranny and corner, not just in the Al Sayed race, but one of the co-founders of the Sunrise Movement, which is one of the most radical ones, he just won his primary and will be taking on one of my colleagues in the House who is, it's a battleground seat. It's a purple seat. And so right now we're witnessing in real time the battle for the soul of the Democrat Party. And I know there's a joke in there, but I'm just going to let that one lie. It's really scary to think that we have this many people in the country that believe that we need to radically transform our republic into a socialist utopia. And they're saying the quiet part out loud. They're saying socialism isn't the goal. It's really communism that we're after.
All they have to do is read on the DSA website for themselves. Every American just go there and see what the tenets are of what their beliefs are and all these things they want to abolish and how they want to really, I mean, light the Constitution on fire, basically. So, I used to give some Americans the benefit of the doubt. They're ignorant. They don't know what socialism is. I think apparently a lot of them do, and they want it anyway. When it comes to Haley Stevens, it's funny that you say, yeah, she's no moderate, yet in every single news piece, they position her as the so-called moderate. Let me ask you about whoever faces, whoever wins, they're going to face Mike Rogers. Have you ever had any dealings with him? Because he was in the House for quite a while.
No, we didn't cross over. I believe he served with Ted Yoho, but I never had any dealings or crossover with him. And I think that candidly, this will position Republicans better because when you think about it, Americans, I mean, I know in my family, we aren't sitting around the kitchen table, being like, I need more progressive radicalism in our life. No, we're talking about paying bills. We're talking about Augie's future. We're trying to decide, do we homeschool? These are the things that I think normal families are having conversations about. And that is not what the DSA is focused on, right? They have this radical mission that is rooted in destroying the country, not building it up. And so I think that Mike Rogers will have a very good platform to run on if El Saeed becomes the nominee. So selfishly, I see that being a boost for Republicans. But for the country, where there are seats that are getting taken out that were held by Democrats that had just a fraction of normalcy, they're getting taken out by these absolute crazy people whose pronouns are they, them. And, you know, they're coming to the House, and we are in the absolute fight to keep the House in these midterms.
Well,
and now the Senate's in play.
Yeah, and the midterms have been important, and it seems like they just grow day in and day out as to be more and more important. I told everybody, if you voted for Trump at least once, you definitely need to show up and vote and support Republicans, or this thing, it's going to turn into a house of cards quick with these radicals in there.
Yeah.
By the way, the polls I looked at say that, yeah, Mike Rogers would have a better chance against Al Saeed than Haley Stevens. So, yeah, you have that as a good possibility. Now, what about this? Did you read about this possible Trump assassin that was at the golf course and had weapons and all kinds of things?
Is this another one?
This was the one in California at Trump's golf course. And yeah, they busted this guy. Now, apparently they got some material, like some notebooks, but they're not divulging what's in it. But some are calling it disturbing, and I'm not sure what that means, but yeah, another nutbag out on the golf course.
But that's just it's so disgusting that this is where we have found ourselves in 2026. I mean, the man has survived three assassination attempts, and still to this day we have major leaders in the Democrat Party who refuse to call this out and condemn the violence. And when something happens, they need to be coming out and overwhelmingly saying this is not acceptable. This is not who we are. And yet fewer and fewer of them are coming out. I hadn't seen that story. Unfortunately, I feel like they're becoming way too common. But you know what is crazy? And I think I told this story before, talking about how the radicals think that this is it's okay to engage in violence to settle political debates. I believe I told you the story. I was coming back from boats. I was on the little subway because I had broken my toe, and Maxine Waters gets in the train with me. And I had asked her about all these DSA candidates, these Democratic Socialists winning in their races. And, you know, Maxine hasn't exactly been a real wallflower. She herself has called for some violence. And, you know, we've called her out on that. I've talked to her about it. When I started talking to her about these people, she said, oh, they're nuts. They're nuts. And I'm telling you, when you've got Maxine Waters calling these DSA folks nuts, yeah, that puts it in perspective of how far left they really, really are. But yeah, I'm really disappointed that we aren't seeing more people come out and just disavow the violence. It's not hard. You just got to have a backbone and a moral compass.
And hopefully the good Americans will come forward and we'll have some great results in the midterms. But we'll wait and see. We'll hope for the best. And folks, get out there and vote. And Congresswoman Kat Kamick, always a pleasure. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate you guys. I'll see you out on the trail.